you thought I was worth saving. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 He thought we were worth saving. Nobody knows your story like you. All the stuff you've been through, all the stuff you did. But in spite of how bad we were, God thought we were worth saving. That he would give us the very best he had. He would give us his only son to die on the cross for our sins because he thought we were worth saving. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, choir, for blessing us, stirring our souls today with that wonderful selection. I learned that Sister Bell went to the hospital this morning, and we certainly want to pray with and pray for her. God would manifest his healing power in her body. Amen. And I ask that we would pray for Brother Kenneth Smith, amen. Miss Marilyn's son has been discharged from the hospital, but I ask that we will flank and undergird him with our prayers and support as well, and all of those who are sick and shut in, amen. Also, I want to remind you real quick, there's going to be a meeting here on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. There's a developer who reached out to me who is interested in putting affordable housing on Eastern Boulevard, right there where the U-Haul is, next to the U-Haul, I believe. And he wanted to talk to the community, have a Q&A, you know, question and answer. So I encourage you to come and bring anyone else from the community that you know. Amen. And I applauded him for wanting to know how the community felt about it, and not just wanting to put something in the community without any communication with the community. So I encourage you to come and share this coming Wednesday. Amen. And our church anniversary, we're excited about that. That's going to be the fourth Sunday in this month, 98th year. So we encourage you to be here and invite and bring others with you. Amen. You ready for a word today? Amen. Won't you stand to your feet with me? Father, in Jesus' name, how we love and thank you today for this time of worship, praise, and fellowship. Thank you in advance, God, for the word that you're going to share with us today. Make it applicable to our lives, that our lives may be the better. God, we love and thank you. Now forgive us of sin in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. King James translation of the word of God. It's on the screen today. And I'm going to ask that we will read it aloud, pausing at the comma. Amen. Ready, read. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. You may be seated in the very presence of the Lord today. On last Sunday, I commenced a series of sermons, amen, entitled Breaking Free. Breaking Free. Breaking Free. Last week's lesson, we talked about loneliness, breaking free from loneliness. Today, we want to talk about anger. Anger, breaking free. Anger, 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 anger. I want to share this lesson with you because in many instances, we have not been taught. We've been taught many things, but we have not been taught how to be angry. And so anger is an emotion that that we all have. However, when we get angry, there are many people who are out of control. And it's not healthy. And I pray today that this lesson, this word, is as much of a blessing to you as it has been and is to me. Anger, 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 anger. My brothers and sisters, I read a story about two deacons who had gone out in the community witnessing, knocking on doors. And they arrived at this particular lady's door and they knocked. And to be honest, she wasn't so happy or excited to see them. And she answered the door before they could even explain why they were there. She opened the door, then slammed the door. However, the door didn't close. It opened back up. And can I tell you, she even became the more angry. And so she takes the door again and she slams the door. But guess what? It still didn't close. So she says to herself, he had his foot in that door. Talking about one of the deacons. And that's the reason why the door didn't close. And so she got ready to slam the door the third time. And one of the deacons said, hey, ma'am, hold it. We're going to leave. But the reason why the door wouldn't close is because your cat is there. You done hurt you. You've hurt your cat. Come here, can we talk? The reality is that oftentimes we can become so enraged and our anger is so out of control that we end up hurting someone else because we're so enraged. Out of control. And today, my friends, I felt compelled and led by the Spirit of God to share this lesson with us. And I pray that this sermon today is more challenging. We may not shout today, but I pray we leave here better. And having a deeper understanding of anger and even having a more controlled anger. Are you listening to me? And so it is today, my brothers and sisters. One Christian psychologist said, anger management is a shockingly undeveloped skill in our society. We are in the age of rage. Let me say that again. We're in the age of rage. When we're angry, many of us, even believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're so out of control. So it is today. Even Will Rogers said, people who fly in rage always make a bad landing. If you fly in rage, you will always make a bad landing. What is anger? Anger is an emotion. It's innate in us. It's instinctive. Anger is an emotion that was put in us by God. By God. Anger is an emotional arousal caused by something that displeases us. I want us to further understand that anger can be constructive or destructive. We choose. We choose. God knows our tendency to struggle in this area of anger. And His word today gives us some instructions on how to deal with our anger. And my brothers and sisters, I felt again compelled to share this lesson with us because some of us, again, we're so out of control when we're angry that we end up like the lady who hurt her cat. And we end up hurting people. And I believe today, Guild Edge, that we need to be on guard and we need to have a more disciplined anger. We don't need to have out of control anger. And so it is. I want to share some principles from this one verse. Paul shares with the saints at Ephesus. And I believe he shares with us, and this word is applicable to us and good for us today on how to handle and how to deal with anger, breaking free. Watch this, my brothers and sisters. Look at the A clause of the verse. Take me back, if you will. Be ye angry. Watch this. Literally, in the A clause, he gives permission to be angry. But be ye. So the first thing I want to talk about is commended anger. He commend them to be angry. Yeah. Be angry. It's instinctive. It's innate. Yeah, God placed within us the ability to be angry. There are times both you and I ought to be angry. Not out of control, but we ought to be angry. Stay with me. We ought to be angry. My brothers and sisters, the Greek word for anger, which means to provoke or to enrage. In the text, in the original Greek text, it's an imperative. It is a positive command to be angry. Paul is teaching the believers at Ephesus and us today that there is nothing wrong with righteous anger. Anger can be wholesome. And there are times that we should be angry. Let me remind you, we have a built-in system to recognize and react to sin and injustice. There is what I call righteous and unrighteous anger. I think that's important as we look at the A clause of the text where he says, be angry, because he understands that, again, instinctively, we've been built, wired, created in such a way that when we are mistreated, instinctively, we were created in such a way that it will make us angry. But once again, controlled and disciplined. You listening to me? All right. So watch this. So he tells us and tells them, then the church at Ephesus, be angry. Righteous and unrighteous anger. Let's deal with righteous anger first. Because when Paul says, be angry, he's condoning righteous anger. He's telling them it's okay. Be angry, but exhibit righteous anger. Righteous anger reacts over sin, mistreatment, and injustice. Righteous anger remains controlled. It keeps its head and don't fly off the handle. How you react when you're angry? Are you calm? Or do you lose your cool when you are angry? Righteous anger is always in control. It don't fly off the handle. Watch this. Righteous anger, don't start cursing. I know the saints are guilty, don't do this, but I'm talking about them other people. Righteous anger, don't start cursing and screaming and yelling. Because guess what? When you start screaming, whomever you are screaming at, guess what? Guess how they going to react? Yeah. They going to start screaming. You start cursing. Guess what they going to do? Not a pretty picture. And certainly not one for believers. Are you listening to me? All right. Watch this. That's righteous anger, righteous indignation. Watch this. It doesn't react with cursing and screaming. It's more discipline. Jesus exhibited righteous indignation or righteous anger. For example, you remember in Mark chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. Let me read it to you. It says, in the English Standard Version, it says, and they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, come here. And he said to them, is it lawful, talking to the Pharisees, them church people, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger, talking about Jesus, grieved at their hardness of heart. And then he said to the man, I ain't gonna send you away the way you came in. He wasn't concerned about those self-righteous church people. He called the man forth and said, stretch out your hand. And he stretched out his hand, and guess what happened? His hand was restored. Always remember this. When Jesus got angry, he got angry when other people were being mistreated. When we get angry quite often, and most often, We're angry. Ours is so selfish. We're angry because we are being mistreated. We don't get as angry if it's somebody else. But when Jesus got angry, he got angry because others were being mistreated. That's righteous indignation or righteous anger. But then, saints, there is unrighteous anger. Unrighteous anger is, if righteous anger is controlled and disciplined, I think it's safe for me to say that unrighteous anger is out of control and is undisciplined. If we're not careful, man, we'll find ourselves doing a lot of stuff we later on regret. We did it while we were angry, and then later on, when we kind of calmed down, we regret we did it or said it. Watch this unrighteous anger. Let me give you a biblical example of unrighteous anger. You remember Cain? Cain killed his brother, not the guy down the street, around the corner, but Cain killed his own brother because of jealousy, resentment, and anger. My friends, I want to suggest to you that if you and I don't have more controlled anger, there's a possibility that we can do some things to hurt some people. So again, we need to exhibit righteous anger, righteous indignation, more controlled and focused anger. My brothers and sisters, the second thing that I've seen in this text, so he commended them to be angry. It's instinctive. But there's a progression in this verse. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. In the B clause, he says, and sin not. So on the in the A clause, he gives permission. Okay, be angry. It's instinctive. But be righteously angry, controlled. Then he says, he reminds them, the progression of the text is, he says, be angry, but sin not. Don't go too far. He says, don't cross. Don't cross the line. All right. So there's condemn anger. He condemned. So he says, sin not, condemn. The Greek word here for sin means to miss the mark. And the Apostle Paul is quoting from Psalm 4:4, where it says, be angry, do not sin, ponder in your own heart, on your bed, and be silent. Paul is reminding us that we should have controlled anger. Don't allow your anger to cause you to cross the line. Don't sin. Someone rightfully said that anger is one letter from danger. We should note that in verse 26 is neighbor is verse 25. Verse 25, it deals with the tongue. Because quite often, if we have out of control anger, we're going to use our tongue on somebody. Are you listening to me? Yeah, we're going to use our tongue and we're going to say things. But watch this. Then I want you to note that verse 26 is other neighbor. On the other side is verse 27. Verse 27 deals with the devil. And the devil always wants us to be out of control when we're angry, say stuff we should not say. Are you listening to me? And so that's why, saints of God, today, that we need to be cautious. And that's what Paul here is reminding the saints at Ephesus and reminding us today. Watch your tongue. Guard your tongue. Be careful what you say when you're angry. I know it's wonderful to always apologize when you do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, but it's better not to say it so you don't have to apologize. And some of us are so out of control when we're angry, we got to keep on apologizing. No, it's time to change. And the challenge of this word today is to change. Don't keep doing the same thing. Don't keep being out of control when we're angry. So that we don't have to go back and keep always apologizing. I'm sorry. I mean to, but you go and do it again. You get angry again and you're out of control again. Remember the lady with the cat? It hurts. There's damage we are doing. Saints of God. Let me rush. Watch this, my brothers and sisters. Have you ever did something, said something out of anger that you later on regretted? Most of us have. But again, the challenge is for us to do better. Anger that is selfish, anger that is undisciplined and uncontrolled is always sinful. Let me say that again. Anger that is selfish, undisciplined, and uncontrolled is always sinful. Let me be honest. Stuff is going to happen. People are going to do some things. You're going to have to deal with sin and mistreatment and injustice. But the question is, how do you respond? I know it makes you angry. But are you going to be out of control? Somebody going to dart out in front of you while you driving. Are you going to flip them the bird? How are you going to react? Are you going to be more controlled? Are you going to be out of control and flipping them the bird and fussing at them and trying to pull up next to them so you can, so they trying to ignore you and you rolling your window down and giving them a piece of your mind and you need all your mind now. Thirdly and finally, this one verse, there's a progression. Be angry. Commended them to be angry. He condemned anger. Then he says, conquer anger. Conquer anger. Listen to what he says. I'm all in the same verse. Same verse. Take me back. Same verse. He says, let not the sun go down on your wrath. You're going to have disagreements with people. Your family, your coworker. I don't know who it is now. You and somebody, you mad at somebody now. Oh, yeah, you ain't spoke to them. You ain't speaking. Yeah, you go give them the silent treatment. And you just internalizing all this stuff and saying, thinking this bad stuff. No, we got to deal with that. That's what he's telling us. Quit going around. We have to stop, saints of God, acting the way we've been acting in the past. I pray today, as a result of you hearing this lesson, this word today, that today is the dawning of a new day, and I ain't acting like I used to act. This word has challenged me, so it's like putting a mirror in front of me that I'm not acting the same way I used to act. When I get angry, Simply, he said, and I'm done. He says, don't let the sun, let not the sun go down on your wrath. The word wrath here in Greek is rage. Rage. Paul here has provided a word of caution. And he gives a word of caution because he says, you need to conquer this kind of anger. This kind of anger that causes you to be enraged and rage. He says, you need to conquer it. Don't be caressing it and don't be cherishing it like it's something good. You know, and when somebody mentioned their name, I'm mad at them. Oh, like it's a good thing. Oh, no, we got to deal with that thing. Are you listening to me? And that's what Paul here is challenging us. He said, anger must not be carried from one day to the next day. Deal with it today. Get over it today. Reconcile today. That's the challenge of the word. I know you were hurt. I know you're hurt over it. But we cannot allow it to continue to linger in us. Because if you allow it to continue to linger, it's going to give birth to some other negative stuff that you don't really want to deal with. Because guess what? If you're not careful, if you don't deal with that anger, anger going to give birth to bitterness. I'm telling you, it's only gets what. Matter of fact, can I go even deeper? Not only that, if you keep being so angry, it's going to affect your health. Going to have ulcers and hypertension because all this pinned up anger that we keep holding on to. I challenge you today, church, to release it in the name of Jesus. Get over it. Reconcile and let's walk together as brothers and sisters. You see how the world's been dealing with their anger. We have so many homicides in Louisville. And I see we even had a couple in Jeff this past week. We've got to deal with this issue of anger. That's my challenge to you today. Finally, brothers, and then the doors of the church are open. Listen to what James says in 1, chapter 1, verses 19, 20. It says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. It behooves us to understand what the scripture says to us about anger, then incorporate it that we may live daily according to the word of God. I challenge you today, church, if you've been dealing with out of control anger, my challenge to you is for you and I from this day forth to exhibit righteous indignation and righteous anger. The doors of the church are open. Won't you stand to your feet? Won't you stand to your feet? Breaking free. I pray today that you'll break free. You'll break free from that anger. Break free, break free, break free from that anger that's destructive, that's demeaning, that's undisciplined, and that's out of control. If you're here today, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
come? Won't you come?
I've decided to make Jesus.
Won't you come?
God bless you today. God bless you. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ today, Gilteds. I pray today that this lesson, this message today has been a message that has challenged us to the extent and to the point that we have a resolve that we're going to do better in the area of how we manage and handle our anger. God bless you. God bless you. Certainly we want to encourage